Umitzayf Avdu, and later they decided to worship this tree. Kibiflagi. That's the Machlokes. How do we look at this tree? Does this tree become Masa Banor or not? Tanakama Savar Ilon Shenotu. If when they first planted this tree, they had no intentions of worshipping it. They decided just to plant the tree to make it look nice. Umitzayf Avdu. Later, after the tree started to grow, then they changed their minds, and then they started to worship this tree. The Tanakhama says, Mutta. That's Mutta, because it's called Mechub Lekarko, and therefore at the time when they're worshipping it, they are not doing anything now to the tree, it's there already, therefore it's Mutta, it's not Asa Bano. In other words, when the prophet said, the Nafi Asheri is Asa Bano, that's when they first planted it, they had intentions then, were planting it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So it's called the Tfisa Siyad Adam L'Shem Avodah Zarah, therefore it becomes Asa Bano. But over here, when they first planted the tree, that intention is just a beauty, not to worship it. So therefore, later when they change their mind to worship it, they're not doing anything to it. There's no Tfis Yad Adam anymore. Therefore, Tanakam holds, that's also Mutta. That's also considered like a Har itself. Rabbi Yehi said, Lili Savano, Ilan Shenotu, or the Saif Avdu, even though they first start to worship it later, after it was planted, still Asa, still Yishno, it's Asa. That's still considered a Tfis Yad Adam. But the Yosef really meant to answer and say that the reason why not say, the main thing is answering, the reason why Atzeh Asher is also, because the Tzvizas Yad Adam, he means to be Moisef more than the Tanakhama. That I argue on you. You hold only a tree that was planted at the beginning, L'Shem Avoy Dezor is also Benor. And I hold no, any tree, since any tree is always considered a Tzvizas Yad Adam, a man had to do with planting this tree, even though at that time it was not L'Shem Avoy Dezorah, still it's considered Tfisas Yad Adam, and it's also Banor. Maybe that's the Machlokes. Mursal Mimai, how do you know this? Where does it say this in the Mishnah? Rashi Mimai, Shamim, Rabbi Yossi, Asa, Ilon, Shinoto, Sev, Chobdu. How do you know even Rabbi Yossi goes so far? Yeah. Maybe only enough the Asher is, they planted it at the beginning for the purpose to worship it. But if you plant it for beauty, and later you change your mind, where's the proof that even Rabbi Yossi holds that's also? Tzmor says, yes, me dikatoni sefer, since it says in the sefer of the Mishnah, mifnimar asher rasuro, Rabbi Yossi comes to explain, why is this atzi asher, why is this tree, osa bano, ayis mechub lekaka, and he answers, mifnei sheyesh bo tfisas yedei adam, because there is a hold of a person, a man did something here, a man planted the tree, and he adds, v'chol sheyesh bo tfisas yedei adam, osa, that's what he adds on. So it's a double lashon. He answers because of the tefisas yad adam. Then he says a second time, like a cloud, the chol sheyesh by tefisas yad adam is also. So the question is, what's this sefer? What's this cloud? The chol sheyesh by tefisas adam lasu yamai. What does he come to include? Like he's saying the double lashon here. So he must mean to include something more than just the general ati asheru. So lav isn't it liasu yilon? He's coming to include even a case of a tree, shenotu, that first they planted it just to beautify the place. Olifsaif avdu, and later they changed their mind to worship this tree. and that's the Chiddush, that's the loss of Bano, because the Meister, the was a Tfisas Yad Adam, the tree first started because a man planted it. That's Rav Yosef's Chiddush, that you do not need the Tfisas Yad Adam right now, b'shash you're worshipping the tree. It's enough just that it was once a species of Yad Adam. Even though then it was only for beauty, and for it lady changing your mind, still that's also awesome. Could be we'll see later on Sukkim why. Yeah. Now, the Yaf Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savri, he also holds like Rabbi Yossi Glili. He also holds that Elon, Shenot, Lubsaif, Avdu Asa. He also holds this Svara, that since there was once a tfisas yad adam, it will become us, or even if they first worship it later. Titan, you learn like this. Rabbi Yaisi Bebiudu Aimer, he says, Mitoich Shenema, since the Pasuk says, Elohehem al Hehorim, that only the gods on top of the mountains. So to Diyak, V'loy Yehorim Elohehem, but the mountain itself cannot become a god, cannot become an Avodah Zarah. Of course, much like Rashi, that the mountain itself never has a locha. It in itself is not called an Avodah Zarah. And the same thing, Elohim, Alhag voice, only the gods on top of the hills. But below your voice, Elohim, but you cannot make a hill itself into an Avodah Zarah. That's the diuk from the pasuk. So Rabbi Yosef really says, Shemei Ani, from this I would hear, when the pasuk says, Tachas kol eitz ranon, anything you find underneath this tree, this atzia sheirom, Eloheyem, has a lock of an avodah zara, so for the diuk should also be, V'loy ranon Eloheyem, but the tree itself cannot become an avodah zara. So for there should be a diuk here, that the atzia sheirom, the tree itself, does not become asabano. Like it says now Mishnah, why don't you make this diuk also? V'loy ranon Eloheyem. So on this, Rabbi Yosi answers, Talmudayma, there's a passage that says clearly, the Ashereyim Tisrafun Vaish. It says clearly that the Ashereyim means the Asi Asherah, means this tree that they worship, clearly you should burn down. Versus Lakama Meforish, Mimai, did not lose faith of the Koi. Still, how do we know that this passage is talking about the Ashereyim? You're telling me from this passage it says that even though they first planted the tree Lenoi, and first later they worshipped it, still it's awesome. So something we ask, how do you know this? Maybe this pasuk, the Ashrei and Tisra from Beish, is only talking about the real Atzi Asherah, that at the beginning, when they first planted it, they had then in mind to worship it. We'll soon see how we know this. But the whole point of learning out now, the Ashrei means any tree you have to burn down. So if so, Elif, so, Tachas Koleitz Ranan Lomeli, what do I do with the pasuk that says, Tachas Koleitz, which is mashma only what's underneath the tree, is also banor, but not the tree itself? The answer is, Hahu l'kana Rabbi Kiva. This diuk is from Rabbi Kiva's drasha, Hu d'yasa. It only comes like Rabbi Kiva says, not to make a real diuk that the tree itself is mutabano, but it only comes to include the Yom Rabbi Kiva. And the Yavim v'yod, now I'll come to explain to you this pasuk that l'fanech in front of you, that kol mokom sha'atamoytzi har gavoya, any place that you find a high mountain, or else be given a soil, a high hill, or else be eight ranan, a tree that they worship, that you should know, that there's also an avodah zara on the bottom underneath it. And therefore, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll have to check out all these places to make sure you uproot all the avodah zaras. So where's the Gemara diyak that the Yosef of Yehuda hold this? So that's what Rashi brings down, when he brings down the pasuk, Talmudayma v'yashareyim tisra from Beish. So now the Gemara has taken on understanding that he meant to say any type of a tree, even though the tree was first planted Lenoi for beauty, and first later they decided to worship it, still it's also Bano. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also holds like Rabbi Yosef Yaglili. Now the Gemara says, Rabbonin, hi v'yashirayim tisru from veish, my Abdulay, what did the Rabbonin do with this pasuk? The Havminer is like the Ashrayim is teaching us, according to Rabbi Yossi, is teaching us that even though it was planted first, Lenoi, and then you worship it, it's also. The Rabbanan say no, they hold no, they hold the tree that it was first planted Lenoi, that it doesn't become, then later, then later they hold that Smutta, right? Sumutta they hold, right? Where they hold Sumutta. Says, so high the Ashrayim is Mayavli. What do they do with this pasuk? The pasuk still says he has to burn down the tree. So Marin says, "Mi boiler, they need this pasuk pito lilon shenot to metchilu lakach." They said, "There's no stira. This pasuk, the Ashrim, this information is teaching us that if they planted the tree at the beginning for an avodah zara, we also agree it becomes also bano, and then you have to burn it." That's what the pasuk is talking about. But it's not talking about a case where you first planted it Lenoi and then later you changed your mind to worship it. So Marin says, "Very good." Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, nami mi boile lehochi. This is the kasha. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda also. How do you know to say more than this? Maybe the pasuk the Ashrei and Tisrafun only means a tree that was planted at the beginning for the sake to worship it, then it's also bano. But maybe if you first worship it later, it's mutabano. So most of the true hochi nami, you're right. From this pasuk alone, Rabbi Yosef would not know his halacha. Ela rather, ilon shenotu, l'psef avdu minolei. How does Rabbi Yosi know to say that a tree that was first planted for beauty, and first later they decided to worship it, how do we know that that's also also bano? The first pasuk only means it was planted first to worship. How do you know this? Nafkalei, mi v'yashirayim tigadayin, another pasuk. It says the Ashrayim, there avoided the tree, you should chop down tigadayin. So, a zeyu eitz, shegidua asa, what type of a tree are we talking about, that when you chop it down, the gedua is asa. But the ikrei muta, we'll make a dig now, gedua means what grows later. Because you made this tree into an avodah zarah. So it's like this. What the new leaves that grow, they become asa banor. But the ikrei muta, the tree that was here before, that's still muta banor. How do you have this? Because loshna tigadeyun means chop down, mashma part of the tree, not the complete tree. Rashi says gidua, mashe hechlof achrechein, what grows later on, tikoma tigadeyun, mechlau diikri oizo vikaka, vihenemenu. Mashma only tigadeyun means knock off the leaves, the branches, but mashma, the bark of the tree still leave there, and you could have anor. So how do you have this? What type of a tree that is only yosef banor, what grows later? But the actual bark itself is muta. Hezeyu eitz, Shemor says, Shegedua osa, v'yikre muta, heviyem, you'll tell me, ilon, shenotu, ulefseif avdu. Then the case where, when they first planted the tree, what grew at that time the first year was only for beauty. So that is muta banor. Later, when they decide to worship it, it's like this. What was here before is still mutabanor. It only becomes also what grows later. The new branches, they become asabanor. That's the process to gadeyun, that later what grows, you have to chop down what grows new, but the original ikar is still mutabanor. So that's what Yosef is doing. Therefore, there's no suit, there's two psukim. One pasuk says, Gasaran, Tisiphon, you have to burn the whole thing. So he says, Vai. Yeah. That goes when you planted the tree at the beginning for an avodah zarah. Then the whole thing becomes asa banor. And the pasuk of tigadeyun, of knocking down the branches, that's when you first planted it for your sake. So what's there at that time is muta banor. Only later when you decide to worship it, then from then on it becomes asa banor. Now the Gemara says, before we dashed in this from the pasuk of Yashrayim Tishrifum Beish, that you have to burn down the tree. So it was like this. The question was, the first rites that brought down, how does Rabbi Yossi know his yisoid that a tree that was planted for our sake first, and then worship its also? First the rites brought down this pasuk of Yashrayim. So we ask the question, is the wrong pasuk. So when I was answering, the rites meant to say, Ilu lo nema. If it wouldn't have said that, I know from here. It means, Ilu lo nema tisufum beish. The pasuk wouldn't have said tisufum beish, Hayisama would have said, Ashrayim tikadeyun, Dilon shenotum et chilakach. Then I would have said, this pasuk tikadeyun also only applies to a tree that was planted at the beginning for the sake of avodah zarah. But, after this, there'll be Ashrayim tisufum beish. Now that I have one pasuk already, that you have to burn down the tree. And that's talking about where they planted the tree at the beginning for an avodah zarah to worship it. If so, what do I do with the second pasuk? I see it's left over now of the Asherayim Tikadayun. It's left over the second pasuk. What do I need this pasuk for? That you chop down the tree. It must mean to include Leilin Shenotlu Seifovdu. That even in such a case, even though you first planted the tree for your sake, for beauty, and first lady you decided to worship it, still the pasuk says, the Asherayim Tikadayun, what grows later on, the new branches, are also banor. That's Rabbi Yossi's Russia. Now the Gemara asks Rabbanan, though, that they argue and say, no, every tree is always muta banor. Every tree is muta banor. Rabbanan, not every tree, but this case, they always muta banor. If it was planted first, the noise remains muta. Rabbanan, so, the Asherayim Tikadayun, my Abdullah, the Rabbanan only have one type of a tree. Only if you planted at the beginning for an avodah zarah is it also. But if you planted it first with noi, it remains muta banor. So what's the pasuk tigadayun? Come to look at Yeshua ben Levi. You remember Yeshua ben Levi? Gidua avodas kechavim koyd min lekibush Eretz Yisrael. It's like this. When Klai Yisrael Yeshua first came to Eretz Yisrael, the first thing they had to do was knock down, chop down the avodah zarah before they made the actual kibush. Because as they're coming in to conquer Eretz Yisrael, every avodah zarah they see, you have to chop it down right away. Then kibush Eretz Yisrael, koydem lebir avodah zarah. Then what? Conquering it, to conquer it. Then before you go to burn the avodah zarah, don't burn it yet. first go and conquer the whole Eretz Yisrael, and after they make kibbutz, after they conquer Eretz Yisrael, then they'll come back to finish the mitzvah of burning the Avodah Zarah. The Tanya went like this. Rabbi Yosi said like this. But he taught them as the chaysom. Tanach means first just chop down the mizbeach, leave it. Vishibat the matzavosom, break down the Avodah Zarah, Tanach, leave it. But the more Tanach, just leave it. Fagadad, can you think like that? That's enough just to knock it down. Right, the boy, the Torah says you have to burn it. So the answer is, Amirpuna, Redoif means true. First, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, every Avodah Zarah you see, give it a bang, chop it down. Chase. But don't stay there to burn it. Then go Redoif, chase after the Goyim, conquer Eretz Yisrael. And after you finish Kibbutz, after you finish conquering Eretz Yisrael, then you come back to finish the mitzvah of burning. That's the Pasuk, that's Ram Tigadeya means. First thing is, when you come in right away, Gidua, chop it down. Burn it, it's later on. Rabbi Yosi of Yehuda, that he used this pasuk to Gadayin for different reason. Now this tree is also high form. You know, how do you know this halacha, that first you break it down and you don't worry about burning it till later? Nafkulei me'avod tavdun, a double notion. Avoid means first destroy the Avodah Zarah. True. First when you come into Israel, chop them down. But the Yachakach tavdun, another lashon like first, later destroy completely. For Rabbanu, what are they drawing out from this pasuk? That when you go to uproot and avoid the Zorah, shetzorach lesharish achreo, you have to uproot the whole tree. If you have a real avoid the Zorah, real atzei asherah, it's not enough just to chop down the tree, but you have to uproot the roots also. When you destroy and avoid the Zorah, shetzorach lesharish achreo, you have to uproot the roots of the avoid the Zorah also. Completely. How did he know then, this extra judge? He used Avi Tavdun to teach us first destroy it and first later burn it. So how do we know L'shaar Shachreel? Nafkulei mi'avaratam es shmom minamokamahu. That destroy its name in this place. What is it going to do with the name? It means any sherish, any root that's there, destroy every root that they have deserved. For Rabban, let them learn up here also. Who know L'chanas L'shem. Here this Rosh Hashanah teacher is supposed to give it a nickname. He's supposed to call them by a nickname, L'Gnai. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Minayi L'Yekav Oshachovim, when you uproot an Avodah Zarah, She'etzorach L'Sharash Achreho, Tamalem of Yevaratem Eshimam, that you have to destroy even the name, meaning that later on you should not say the name of the Avodah Zarah, but call it with a kinui. If you ever want to talk about that Avodah Zarah, you have to use a nickname and make it the Gnai, but not to use the actual name of the Avodah Zarah itself.
Well, we say the name, right, when we learn the Gemara.